Also, by Butte College announcing their summer class schedule. Knock out your general ed or pursue your skills you'll need to jumpstart your career by taking classes at the Butte College Glenn Center, Chico Center, Main Campus, or online. Make this summer about putting the heat on your success. Summer sessions begin June 12th. Visit butte.edu/start and make this summer about putting the heat on your success. There we go. Heat it up. Let's get right to it. Thank you, Mr. Clark, for that wonderful music that we get to share with you every week. If you're into the B3, check out Mr. Ken Clark. Fun stuff. Alrighty. Got a lot of things going on, and here's a really, really wonderful event that you might have remembered from its past endeavors, but it's here and it's back, and here we go. Cynthia Sexton, welcome to Butte Views and Beyond. And Cynthia is the president of the Chico Visual Arts Alliance, also known as CHIVA. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Well, you have, now I know CHIVA does a lot of great work and very active in the community, but specifically you're getting ready for the Chico Arts Festival. Let's talk a little about that.
Well, this is our annual event. It is scheduled for May 12th and 13th, which is Mother's Day weekend. Friday the 12th, we're open from 4 to 9, and on Saturday from 10 to 5.
And it's going to be located at
St. John's Episcopal Church, which is 2341 Floral Avenue. It's a beautiful setting. You know, we always used to have our event at the Matador Motel.
Sure.
And you know, when we first started, we called ourselves or our event Art at the Matador. But when the fire took place up in Paradise, we had to find a new location. Because, well, we didn't have it for a couple of years because of that, because all of the hotels and, you know what it was like.
Sure, the impact.
So, yes. And a lot of the people that started living at the Matador ended up staying and live there today. So we had to find a new location. So last year was our first time at St. John's Episcopal Church. It is a beautiful setting. Our booths are all under the trees, so it's cool and beautiful besides. So we're really happy that the church is allowing us to do this. And last year's event was a huge success, and the church said, absolutely, we want you back, and we're happy about that too.
Oh, that's great. No, it is literally a park-like setting. Their grounds are beautiful, well-manicured. You feel like you're walking around a nicely taken care of park.
I know. We're on the parking lot, but we also have an area. When you first drive in, there'll be some parking there for the public. And then, of course, you know, the grounds have a beautiful place for the children to play, a playground, if you will. So it's, you know, it's just an ideal setting for us. And yeah, we decided, because we're no longer at the Matador, we had to... We had to stop giving a name to our festival based on our location. So we decided to change it to Chico Art Festival. So that's really what we are. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's that makes a lot of sense. And because you just never know. And you know, the Art at the Matador was, you know, it was a thing amongst itself. It was a very cool event. It was groundbreaking when it happened. And I've been to quite a few of them. And but, you know, everything, one constant we have is that everything will change. And I'm glad to see that this has really grown in a little different direction. And also that it's moving to a part of town that doesn't usually get a lot of that kind of activity, which is exciting.
I know. And last year we, you know, it was our first year there. So it was a sort of a learning curve for us. And we realized we needed to do better signage on the road. So this year we will be doing that. But we work hard to get the public aware of our event as best we can. So we appreciate what you do for us by giving us an opportunity to advertise our event. And yes, we're looking forward to this year's event. It should be quite exciting. We have more entertainment this year than we had last year.
Oh, great.
We have quite a lineup. We've always had music from at our event and then on Fridays in years past, at the end of the show, we've had the fire dancers. And that particular group disbanded, but a couple of the old members have resurrected. They don't call themselves the fire dancers now, but they call it Dancing Light Arts by Alaya Crystal. And okay. So Friday night, we will have a fire event.
Okay.
There, which should be pretty exciting. So we're excited about that. And of course, we will also have, let me kind of give you a lineup of our entertainment, which is pretty amazing. So we're going to have on Friday, the Holly Taylor Jazz Trio at 4. Mm-hmm. And then at 5:45, we're going to have the Children's Choir of Chico.
Mm.
At 6:15, Brittany and the Bliss Tones will kind of rock us out, getting ready for our fire event, which will happen around 8 o'clock. Okay. Then on Saturday, starting at 10, we will have Warren Haskell performing. 12 noon, we will have the Ballet Folklorico de Chico, we've had them in the past, and they're just a wonderful group of people. So we're excited to have them back.
Yeah, that's right. That's wonderful. Yeah.
They are. They have young people and adults that do perform. So, you know, they put on quite a show. They're really, really colorful and exciting to see.
Yeah, traditional Mexican dance. Yeah, beautifully costumed. It's really something special.
Yes. Sure. They really are. Then at 1 o'clock, we have the Chico Latin Orchestra. And it's not the whole orchestra. It'll just be a small group, but nonetheless, exciting group. And then 3 o'clock, we have John Seed and Friends. So that's our musical and entertainment lineup. And I think we have a little bit in there for everyone, you know.
Oh, yeah. And that should be a lot of fun. The Chico Latin Orchestra, those guys are a really fun time as well. A lot of up-tempo.
Yes.
You guys will have some salsa action going on. And
yeah. And they're dancing away, they can have a margarita from our bar or a beer if they want. So, hey, perfect. How good can it get? Or tacos from our taco truck.
Yeah.
We also have another... in the past, we only had our taco truck, but last year we had a man come in who comes in the morning and has coffee and Danish and that kind of thing. And he has great food and that kind of thing. So he'll be there until mid-afternoon anyway. So lots of good stuff there as well.
Yeah, so it's really, once you arrive, you don't have to leave.
Exactly. And you have... I think we have something like 50 booths this year.
Wow.
So,
that's great.
And some of those booths have more than one person. So, you know, we could have probably 75 to 100 artists. And it really comprises just about anything and everything you can think of. So, you know, paintings and sculpture and jewelry and all types of jewelry too, you know, expensive jewelry, if you will, or more expensive, made with gold and that kind
of thing. Fine jewelry. And
mid-range, then, but beautiful nonetheless. So, yes, we have quite a, selection of art that hopefully the public will find interesting and want to buy as well. Because the whole point of our event, really, and the whole mission of our organization is to provide local artists an opportunity to get their work out there for the public to see. You know, almost all of the art galleries in Chico have closed. You know, there's only, one left. Maybe two. I mean, if you consider Chico Paper as, I don't really consider them a gallery, but I guess in a sense they are.
Well,
so, so there's not a lot of opportunities for local artists to get their work out there. You know, they have to really hustle. And so this is one way that we can help provide them that opportunity. We haven't raised our prices in all of the years that we've been doing this. And I think this is our 11th year. We really struggled with that this year because, you know, everything has gone up in price, including our expenses for our event.
Sure.
But we've tried to keep it, you know, reasonable for local artists. So,
No, it's
so I think it'll be a fun event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it is it is a destination event. I mean, you could easily spend 3-4 hours there. I mean, you can go and walk it and spend, you know, 90 minutes. But it's something, especially the Friday night, come, relax, hang out, you know, even after you walk the grounds and see the booths and things like that, have a seat, find, you know, have yourself a beverage and something to eat and just hang out and meet people and see, you know, meet new people and see old friends in that too. So it's always been that kind of gathering where if you just stay long enough, you're going to meet everybody.
That's true.
So
now, one other thing that we're doing, and we started this last year, and we're going to do it again this year. On Saturday from 10 to 1, we're inviting all of the local urban sketchers to come in. Mm. You know, because a lot of folks like to go out and sketch around Chico, and I'm one of them. I have quite a collection of sketchbooks of places in Chico. Anyway, we've invited them to come and, you know, typically they don't participate in art festivals or have booths because they don't sell their work. They just like to go out and sketch in their sketchbooks. So what we wanted to do is to bring them in and from 10 to 1, they will come in and find their favorite location and sketch whatever they see. Mm-hmm. And we'll provide them with the paper. And then once they're finished, they drop off their sketch and painting to the info booth and we display their work and we let the public vote on their favorite one. And then the artist who gets the most votes wins a basket of art supplies. And those supplies are donated by Ellis Art Supply and Chiba as well. And then a $50 gift certificate. So it's an incentive to give them to come and participate as well, because it isn't something they would typically do. So
that worked really well
last year. And we want to do it again this year.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And, you know, occasionally, I mean, I'll be walking. I'm downtown just about every day. And right on the plaza, somebody will be set up sketching, you know, maybe the Diamond Hotel or something, you know what I mean? And it's just and
I do.
Over their shoulders and they're just, oh, I'm just doing it, you know? And I love that idea. I think that's really fun. And it takes the onus off of it a little bit because they're just kind of doing their thing, you know?
Well, it's, you know, I started doing this sketching outside, I don't know, years ago. And I'm going to have a booth there with my work. And I'm going to have a couple of tables set up with all my sketchbooks. And I've been saying this for the last 4 years, I think, but I've been really tempted to turn my, I like sketching buildings and I have quite a few of them in from Chico and I was going to turn it into a coloring book. And I don't know. I just keep dragging my feet because I can't make a decision on whether or not to show them mine and then let them use that as an example to paint it, or just giving them a photo of what I sketched and let them paint it the way they want. Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to have my sketchbooks out and people can look at them and see. I teach a class on how to do that. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's completely different from my paintings, you know?
Sure.
So, and it means that a group of you can go out there and enjoy each other's company and, you know, for an hour or two and, you know, be with like-minded people.
Well, I love the coloring book idea. And as we know, coloring books are for all ages, and it is also considered therapy. And it is, it's great. It's a great thing, relaxation, whether it's whether you're using a crayon or pastels or, you know, high-end felt markers with all this, you know, they got all kind of crazy stuff now. They've got so many, like, intense supplies. But it's great. And, you know, growing up in New York and occasionally be, you know, in Manhattan, and there would be somebody sitting on the steps of the library just sketching. And I love that. And the fact that if you could offer that as a coloring thing for anyone, I think that would be very, very cool. Very cool.
Well, maybe
it'd be a good fundraiser for your event.
Maybe I'll have that. Well, I wouldn't have it ready for the event, but maybe this is the year I'll get off the starting line with that one.
All righty. Well, let's recap. We're kind of running out of time here. So
all right.
Cynthia Sexton, president of Chiva Chico Visual Arts Alliance and the Chico Art Festival. Tell us who, what, where, and when.
It's starts Friday, May 12th from 4 to 9, and Saturday 10 to what's going to be 8. And it's at the St. John's Episcopal Church, 2341 Floral Avenue in Chico. And I should also mention that our festival isn't just for artists in Chico. We had people coming from the Bay Area and, you know, obviously from Paradise. So it's not just Chico artists. It's for any artist who wants to get up there and show their work.
Great. So I'm sure a lot of county representation. And if people don't know, it's Floral and East Avenue. So just go to Floral, East Avenue and Floral, make that turn, and you go about, I don't know, a couple hundred, maybe 100 yards, and you'll see the grounds of St. John's right there. And you will be captivated by the park-like environment. And great music, Holly Taylor, Friday night, it's Holly Taylor, Chico Children's Choir, Brittany, and the Bliss Tones, followed by Fire Dancing. And then Saturday, classical guitar with Warren Haskell, the fabulous Mexican folk dancing of Ballet Folklorica, the Chico Latin Orchestra, and then John Seed and friends, and we know his friends, and that's kind of you know, jazz, poppy jazz, kind of poppy jazz, I'd say.
Yeah.
Very cool. If you would like details, chiva.org, find details at chiva.org.
That's correct. And Facebook.
And on Facebook. All right.
We'd love to have everyone come see us.
Hey, it's mark your calendar, and it's a, for Mother's Day, take your mother or whatever, however you celebrate Mother's Day. And it's I've bought many a gift at the Art of the Matador and for Mother's Day. And I have to say, they're displayed in my living room, and I'm a big hit because of it. So it'll make you look good.
All right. And come to stop and see me when you come.
All righty. Take care now. Thank you so much for joining me.
All right.
All righty. Art of the Chico Art Festival coming up. Definitely one to check out. All right, let's take a little musical break, and we'll be right back here on Butte Views and Beyond. Thank you. All right, we got the poll winners, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Poll winners, Rides Again, Be Diddly Dee Doo. Poll winners, check them out. If you're a jazz head, you know what I'm talking about. And speaking of arts, Oroville VAPA Showcase is presenting a day of arts with local schools and art providers. It's going to be on April 29th, this coming Saturday, kind of expand the awareness of dance, theater, music, and visual arts through performances, school displays, hands-on workshops by local arts providers and vendors. And there'll be four art-making experiences, dance, theater, music, and visual arts from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 29th at the Oroville Convention Center right there at the end of Meyer Street, 1200 Meyer Street, right on the levee. Used to be called the Oroville Auditorium. Now it's the Oroville Convention Center, recently remodeled. So thank you, David Tamari and folks over at Brush Strokes for putting that together. Fun stuff. So check it out if you're out and about. Great thing to take your kids to. Get them introduced. No cost involved. And, get out and have some fun. Alrighty, we're going to slide into our next interview. And a really fascinating one with some young up-and-coming entrepreneurs in our area, and just really really interesting people to talk to. I really enjoyed doing this one. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, I have a real privilege this evening to welcome some young entrepreneurs through the Chico Start program, and we've talked about them before. It's kind of a they work out of the at a city hall and with the university, as well as an basically an incubator for new startups in our area. And I'd like to welcome Lauren Keene, Noah Ross, and Emilio Curiel to Butte Views and Beyond. Hey, thanks, guys, for taking time to join us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Very cool. So you guys have started a company called Fusion NFC with the main goal to eliminate the paper business card. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
So did you want me to do a little introduction or?
Yeah. So your name, Noah Ross, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing.
Perfect. So my name is Noah Ross. I am currently in my senior year here at Chico State. I'm getting my major in entrepreneurship and a double minor in small business management, project management, and management as well. So with Fusion NFC, kind of like you said, we're trying to eliminate the need for the traditional paper business card. And so one way that kind of sparked this idea was the requirement for the class. It needed to be a promotional item for the school. And so we figured, what's one way that we can kind of get students back and interacting again without having, there'd be too much friction. And so we actually came up with, making customizable smart cards. And so with the creation of these smart cards, you can actually program whatever information you want onto these cards, and you can actually customize them front and back. And so when you tap these cards to a smartphone, they click a link and all that information that you want to program or share shows up right there on their phone, so they can instantly save your contact or see what you're doing on Instagram or LinkedIn without having to then have all that information somewhere else, like the traditional way of, just putting out a paper business card and, it may be generating a lead or maybe even end up getting thrown away. And so essentially we're trying to do away with the traditional business paper cards and, show people this new form of technology that can be used in networking.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's actually a physical card.
Yeah, I actually have one. I'm not sure if the audience will be able to see it.
No,
I kind of have one.
Have any visual, but that looks pretty cool. So basically
just for you.
Yeah. Kind of like a credit card, basically. It's got information on it. You put it on your phone. I imagine you have Android and iPhone applications. And boom, that information automatically goes in. And plus, it carries all the links and all that stuff. So it's a ton of data, not just, phone and email.
Right.
Sweet. This is pretty hip. How did this thing come about?
Prior to the class starting, we actually began discussing kind of different products that we were thinking about doing. We landed on Fusion NFC cards kind of based off of the university striving for sustainability. So this is kind of a way of getting rid of those paper business cards. But then also we saw it as an opportunity to be able to sell to other businesses in the area, because as stated by my co-founder, Noah, it isn't only contact information. It could also be used by restaurants to scan menus or to have sign-up forms for clubs around campus. So we kind of felt that it fit really perfectly with Chico State and Chico just as a city.
Oh, yeah. No, really, the possibilities are endless. Job application, I mean, anything that just, you know, it has a certain level of security because you have it, right? And it's not just floating out there in the Ethernet or something where people can grab it and alternate and, you know, tag into it. But yeah, I mean, think about it. Up and down the block. Very cool. Now, do you guys have is this a patented piece? Is it, are you guys getting it out in the marketplace, or where is it heading?
So this technology actually has already been around and been invented. So we're not necessarily creating this new technology out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And so NFC stands for near field communication. And so that's essentially what's going on when your phone is able to kind of interact with the chip that's programmed inside of our cards. So it's the same technology that's around if you use the tap to pay feature with your phone. It's kind of similar to RFID as well. But now we're seeing this huge boom in people wanting to go back and interact with each other in society. And so by being able to use these cards to essentially create better long-lasting connections, we saw that there was kind of a problem in the way that people traditionally went along, you know, making connections. Hey, here's my number, input all this information. But now with these cards, you can program that information and then boom, it's right there on the phone. And so we see people being more reliant on technology in today's society. And so this is just another iteration of being able to have all that information in one spot and make that, contact or making those connections, you know, seamless.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And before that, that was Emilio speaking. And so Lauren, tell us what's your involvement in this project?
Yeah. So hi, everyone. I am one of the co-founders of Fusion NFC. I'm also studying business entrepreneurship at Chico State with a minor in marketing. Within Fusion, I do a lot of the social media. So I create content and posts and just kind of help one another with other things such as like the website. And we're all really into helping with like customer service and stuff like that. But I just kind of want to touch a little bit more on what Emilio had said about the class. So we, again, like are a student startup with nine of us at Chico State. It's actually a class that our professor, Eva Shepherd-Nickel, had reached out to us about. It's called Management 489. It's practicum in entrepreneurship and small business management. And we were able to hear just about getting that really hands-on experience with running a business, because we learn all about it in our classes, but we're then sent, you know, out into the real world to do it all by ourselves. And so this way we were actually given a grant by Scott Bedford, who is an alumni. And so he donated that grant to the College of Business. And then we were actually able to use $5,000 of that for our business. So this is, again, something that's going to be going on in the future at Chico. So if other students are interested in taking it. So I thought I'd just touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Recommend taking that class if you're interested in getting any sort of experience in the business world.
Yeah,
that's great. Now, have you started to market the your Fusion NFC?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of our marketing through social media, word of mouth. We've any chance we can get to market the card in person, we're doing that, because then users can actually see how does that tap actually work. And it's awesome. Like, we've been to career fairs. I know I've done my resume. We've been able to show like our portfolios, our social media. You can even attach your Venmo. So if you're out with a bunch of people at a restaurant and somebody pays, you can easily just tap and pay. So we're really marketing a lot through word of mouth and social media.
Okay. And any any businesses that have signed on or sales that are being made? Or if you talk to our friends over there at Sierra Nevada, since they're all about sustainability.
Yeah, well, fortunately enough, we've had a lot of support through the college. So the entire faculty for the College of Business actually purchased around like 120 cards or so. Oh, cool. And so we're able to get some cards for them. And then the athletic department as well has expressed a huge interest. I'm on the men's soccer team. And so I actually made a card for my coach where he can actually put a recruitment video, put some images and some actual dates of the ID camp on the card. So when he's traveling, recruiting, he can just tap that card to a coach's phone, and now the coach can send it out to all of their players. And so we've actually, yeah, so we've had a lot of success just here in this small market of Chico. And also more recently, we've had someone by the name of Ricky Shea, who is the CEO and founder of his own networking app called Pulse. He actually came out of the CEO organization through University of Tampa, and he actually came down here to speak at a business mixer. And he expressed a lot of interest in Fusion NFC being a vendor for his own Pulse cards through his app. And so that's just another, you know, stream of revenue that we're hoping to tap into. But we've got a lot of expressed interest just here in the just near future. So we're very excited and optimistic.
Yeah, that's I mean, just right there with the coach, and honestly, just within the university system, just into the UC or, you know, state university system, there's thousands and thousands of possibilities. And it just, like, I mean, you said, coach, boom, here's our recruitment video. Here's what we do. Here's our stuff. Now you got it on your phone. Show your friends, take it back to your high school or junior college, wherever you are, or your team, you know, and boom.
Exactly.
And I would imagine that this kind of delivery system is a lot more exciting than like, oh, you have to go to their YouTube channel, you know, watch a bunch of commercials, you know. Very cool. And do you guys, have you thought about the, of course, you know, as soon as you say YouTube or social media, you think of the monetization of it, kind of. And I guess that is something that that could be a possibility, you know, just like Pandora, you either get the ads or you pay more and you don't get the ads, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of, luckily, we've been able to kind of have a team specifically designated for just marketing research and all of that in general. So whether it's running ads through Google, Facebook, Instagram, it's good that, you know, we're all connected, but we each have our own individual roles where we, you know, feel like we're actually contributing to the bigger cause. So it's good that we've been able to slowly start getting into actually creating the content that are going to be played on the ads that are going to be seen by hundreds, if not thousands of people. So that's part of the process, but it's very fun.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds exciting. It sounds like a lot of fun. I can tell by the passion from all three of you that it's like, wow, this is the best class I ever took.
Yeah, I would definitely say it is. And, you know, I think we've been able to, along the way, find out so much about, like, really the hands-on experience. But I know personally, I think I thought, oh, I could run a business all on my own. Like, but I've really found, like, through this class, we've really been dependent on each other and just helped one another along the way with whatever it is. And so I definitely say throughout my whole college experience, because I'm now in my fifth year, it's been by far my favorite class.
Yeah, I would think that, yeah, just experience it. And of course, you know, I had started a few businesses in my day, but again, it was, you know, it's a different world. And the truth is, it's all about the development, right? Because honestly, it could go anywhere, right? It really could go anywhere. And it's just, but you're not going to get those without the more connections and networking you do and the more people you have involved. And especially if you have a nice core, that's the, you know, that's really the foundation. So
definitely.
Very cool. Well, hey, it has been a real pleasure and 12 minutes has blown by. I knew this was going to happen. I could talk to you guys for hours. I would actually love to come hang out and, honestly, it's just, there's so many things I'm thinking, oh, I should talk to these guys about this and this and this. So I will check in. I want to thank Eva Shepherd for hooking us up and making this possible, and the good people at Chico Start. And for our listeners, if you are not familiar and you have ideas or, you know, people in your family or friends that are thinking about these kind of things, starting a business, kind of taking control of their lives instead of going to work for somebody, check out Chico Start. It's a great place to start and get information and just kind of see what kind of resources are out there. So, well, thank you, Noah and Emilio and Lauren, for joining us tonight. And best of luck. I want to check in again. So let's check back in maybe in a couple of months and see what's going on. When do you graduate? How long do we have you?
Well, I'm actually going to be walking in the commencement ceremony on May 19th. But because of COVID, I have an extra year of eligibility for soccer. So I'm going to play my last semester in the fall, take three more classes, and then I'll be out of here by December.
All right. Right on.
Yeah. And I also have a semester ahead of me as well. I transferred over to Chico State, so I'll be ending in the fall.
Okay.
I'm on my last semester, so I graduate next month.
Next month. Okay. So you're the short timer, huh?
Yes. One more month. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. And let's check back in. I mean, I'm not sure what your plans are, but sounds like it might be worth hanging out in Chico for a few more months and see where this thing takes off. So, Chico's a good place to launch businesses from. You know, look at Build.com and some of these guys, you know, Fifth Son, they just went crazy. Little old Chico.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right, thank you again for having us on here. We really appreciate that, Ray. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, for sure. Thank you, guys. All righty. Have a great evening.
All righty. Fun stuff happening. It's always nice to see the up-and-coming, man. Very exciting stuff and really dynamic people. So it was my pleasure to meet those guys. All right. We'll take a little music break. We'll come back with one more. We'll talk a little bit about the upcoming Wildflower Music Festival. Huh? That's coming up. Pretty fun stuff. Thank you. Oh, sweet tune. Black Fox, Gene Harris, live at the IT Club with Henry Franklin on bass and Carl Burnett on drums. Nice stuff. Nice stuff. You know, we gotta spread it around a little bit here on Butte Views and Beyond. I almost said Facets of Jazz. Oh, my goodness. Alrighty. Wildflower Music Festival coming up. Got one more interview for you on Butte Views and Beyond, followed by Peanut Butter and Jelly Time, and then it is Face of the Music. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you, everybody, for your support during our pledge drive. Once again, up above and beyond. So thank you guys so much for keeping it happening. KZFR, KZFR.org, streaming on that smartphone app. Love ya. Well, with big fun, I would like to welcome Andy and Grant to Butte Views and Beyond. Thanks, guys, for taking time to join me tonight.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure.
Right. Right on. And they are parents of children that go to the Wildflower Charter School, and they are also helping, maybe are the organizers of the Wildflower Music Festival coming on May 6th. And you guys... killer lineup. Well, let's get right into it, and then we'll talk a little bit about the history and things like that.
Okay. So the Wildflower Music Festival, it's a fundraiser for Wildflower Open Classroom, which is a K-8 charter school on Cohasset Road in Chico. And this is their biggest fundraiser of the year. You know, instead of selling cookie dough or wrapping paper or other things, a readathon, you know, that's good. But our walkathon, we do a music festival. And it's a great community event, brings a lot of people out to support the school.
More like a dance-a-thon. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. So that'd be fun. Yeah, totally. It's a dance-a-thon.
All righty. And it's going to be at the end of Normal, as it's known to the locals around here, which is 2500 Estes Road?
Yes. So if you know where Normal Street is, just head south and don't stop. You'll go over the railroad tracks and, you know, down a little hill and to the right and past some cows. And then to the left, and then you'll wind up at the property. It's at the very end of Estes Road.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful spot. It's a real little gem. Kind of backs up to the creek there, a little riparian area.
Yep.
Owned by Greg, who is a total community guy, and we all love him. We like to keep him under the radar. Yeah, fun event. And this is also where the Butcher Shop does their big event. KZFR has done a number of events there over the years. So pretty familiar with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So right on. And this is Andy speaking. Let's introduce. And then Grant, why don't you tell us who's coming this year?
Uh-huh. Yeah, my pleasure. So opening this year is Cone Brio, which is I've had a chance to listen to them a bit online, and They aren't easily categorized. They're sort of funk and blues elements, a little bit of soul. There's horns, keyboards. And then John Craigie is the next act. He's an indie performer. Actually, he just headlined up at the Cascade Theater in Reading. And finally, we have headlining the Brothers Comatose this year, which has a big following.
Definitely, and definitely bands that have been around, and I know that KZFR has produced some of their shows as well. So nice thing. Oh, this Con Brio, you got me hooked right there, man. Jazz, funk, horns, I'm down, baby.
Yep.
I'm excited about them. My wife has a friend who was saying, "How did you get a hold of these guys, Con Brio? They're a favorite of hers." And honestly, I mean, that's the band I'm personally most excited to see. And I'm excited that they're opening, because I know how it goes. There's people who arrive at the show, you know, the day of, and they'll kind of lean their ear, you know, and say and make a decision right then if they're going to pay or not to get in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited that Con Brio is going to be the hook, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. You know, start with dessert first, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Very, very fun. And the show, so the gates open at 1, music starts at 2, and everything wraps up at about 8:30 p.m. since you guys are kind of in the neighborhood. So we like to respect all the people coming in. And it's funny. If you've never been back there,
like you said, you go over the railroad tracks and then you think, oh boy, what's happening here? Because it kind of looks like, you know, you could imagine like an old freight train and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then just follow the road. It S's around some little ranches back there and opens up into this beautiful property. And there's lots of parking and it's very bikeable. So I'm sure you bicycling is really the way to go. You just follow normal and it's a fun little pedal, maybe a mile from town.
Yep. And Chico Velo is donating their bike valet.
Oh, cool.
So you can, you know, they'll keep an eye on your bike. They'll give you a tag. So ride your bike. You know your bike will be safe all day.
Yeah, that's awesome that those guys are going to be participating. And then mm-hmm. food trucks, beer garden, all the usual fun activities, kids activities.
Absolutely. So we have Serrano's. It's a taco truck. We have the Black Kettle. And then we also have D'Amelio's Italian Deli serving up some sandwiches.
Oh, nice.
So we've got some good food options. And we have Sierra Nevada donating a bunch of their beer again for our event. And La Rocca Wine has made a great donation. So we'll be serving up some La Rocca wine. And we'll have margaritas, ice cold margaritas as well.
Guys, I'm telling you, you're clicking on all cylinders here, baby. Yep.
It'll be a warm day. So if it's warm, you know, the margaritas, that's a hit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that sounds awesome. And it's definitely bring your lawn chair, you know, bring your Frisbee. There's plenty of room to have fun. And it is completely a family-friendly get down. I mean, it's pretty much your classic Chico get down.
It is.
Very cool. Very cool. And tickets, want to talk a little bit about that? What's the best route?
You want to hit that one, Grant?
Sure, sure. Let's see here. Tickets are $55 per person. Kids 12 and under are free. So that's a consideration there. And if you want your tickets, you go to wildflowermusicfest.com or Eventbrite.
Okay. Yep.
And, day of the show, right? They bump up a bit if you're last
Yeah, at the gate, they will be $65 at the gate. So we'd really like everyone to purchase their tickets in advance. It helps us have a head count on, you know, what we need and how to prepare for the festival. So we hope people will buy their tickets in advance. We'll shut down online ticket sales probably on the 5th, just to give us one day to print the list out and make sure we have everyone all set. But if they show up on the 6th without a ticket, they can definitely buy them at the gate, but they will be $65.
Gotcha. Yeah, buy ahead, be smart, ride your bike, keep it easy. And again, it's going to be over in the evening. It's a beautiful time to ride back. So very cool. And then how many years has this been going on? I know, of course, we had a COVID interruption, but.
Yeah, this is our 9th Wildflower Music Festival.
Wow.
But it's been a 4-year break because our last one was in 2019. And we were in the middle of planning our 2020 event when COVID hit that March. So we unfortunately had to cancel. So it's now been 4 years, and we're just really excited to have it back.
Yeah, very cool. It's kind of hard to imagine it's been 4 years, to be honest with you.
I know.
Just like, really?
Sure, yep.
Sure it wasn't 4 months ago?
I mean, yep. It's a time warp.
Yeah, time warp for sure. Well, honestly, sounds like a great event. And again, Wildflower Charter School has been doing great work in the community for years. And I remember meeting back with you guys probably 10 years ago, and you said, hey, we want to do something. Let's talk. And we scooted over to the handlebar and exchanged some ideas. And that was it's really fun to see this thing rolling and getting stronger. And your lineup this year is really, really off the hook. It fits right in.
Yeah, we take our time in selecting which bands to bring in. You know, we want to have a variety of genres and music that will be captivating, and you know, people want to get up and dance. So we want to give them an opportunity to get up and dance and just have a great time in the field there. And so we do take a lot of consideration in who we bring in. So we're really excited about this lineup. And so I hope everyone comes out and enjoys it.
Yeah, and it's a real hometown. You know, if you've never been to an event there, first of all,
mm-hmm.
just going there, you'll be like, wow, I could have walked from my house to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a kind of a funky old stage barn thing going on. And it's just, It's just a groovy place, and it's just magical as the sun sets and the lights come on, and you know, it becomes an evening.
Yeah. It really is a special venue. And you know, I remember the very first Wildflower Music Festival. I think it was Mother Hips were headlining it, and I was really proud of my school, you know, for putting this thing on as a fundraiser. I mean, normally, like you said, you know, you do bake sales or something like that, but this is really kind of steam, you know, it sort of snowballed a bit. It's almost not just a fundraiser, but it's really a community event. You know, we were acknowledged by the News and Review, second, you know, number two community event in town. And I mean, I'm hoping, you know, the people who go to these shows, you know, what a good event it is and all, but I'm kind of hoping that we get some more people who haven't gone to the Wildflower Music Festival this year, who haven't gone out to that great venue out on Estes Road.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's community building. That's really, I mean, you're doing a fundraiser, you were celebrating it. It's springtime, but it's really community building because people are going to meet other people. And, there's a lot of new people in Chico. Chico is in a growth mode, and a lot of people are either, you know, have left, and new people are coming in, and they might not be, you know, we kind of take it for granted, you know, that it's like, oh yeah, it's that time of year. This might be a fun new thing for them, for them to connect into a community and help people connected. So
yeah, and we're still kind of on that coming out of COVID stage, I feel like a little bit, you know, like I just saw Chico State, where there's the international festival. I haven't gone to that in 4 years or so, you know. This is the first Wildflower Music Festival in 4 years. A lot of new music is just ramping up. I know for me personally, I'm really excited to see live music and go to some of these, you know, local events.
Yeah, no, me too. And I'll be honest with you. You know, everything's different. I'm different now, and the fact that it's outdoors is a big thumbs up in my world. So you know, I've gone to indoor shows, but you know, it's just different, especially like small close quarter places. It's not COVID. It's just different. Everything's different. It's just like a little bit more aware of your surroundings, and like, well, I don't even want to get the flu, you know.
Yep.
I mean, I haven't thrown away all my masks yet. Yep.
Yeah. It's like, you know, maybe you think like, oh yeah, getting sick was never really fun, was it? I mean, maybe when you were little and you didn't have to go to school, but that was about it. So anyway, well, listen, thank you guys for joining us again at the Wildflower Music Festival. A benefit for the Wildflower Charter School is going to be on Saturday, May 6th. Doors at 1, music at 2. Goes till 8:30, Con Brio, John Craigie, and Brothers Comatose. Tickets at Eventbrite?
Yep, Eventbrite, or at Wildflower Open Classroom, or at Apple Blossom Baby. You can purchase tickets there as well, Apple Blossom Baby.
Okay, very cool. What is that? Is that a store?
Yeah, it's a store. It's kind of a used children's toys and clothing store. So you can kind of exchange your, you know, your baby's toys in for some new ones. So Apple Blossom Baby.
You could change your toys in for tickets, maybe, huh?
Maybe.
And where is that located?
It is over by In Motion, in that shopping center right across the street from In Motion.
Oh, okay. All right. Very cool. I'm going to have to check it out.
Right behind that Valero station.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah. I know where it is. Right on. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I told you we were going to take 10 minutes. We're already blowing that up. So
yeah. Cool.
We better get flying. All right, gentlemen, and hey, I hope to see you soon, and thanks for doing this. This is, you know, this is the kind of thing that sews our community up, and that's what we like to see. We like to see people meeting new people, and new people getting turned on to the work that is done here.
Absolutely. I like what you added about, you know, Chico has grown, and we'll have hopefully some new people that have never been, you know, come to the Music Fest this year. And it is. It's about community building. And I hope that, you know, they can be proud that we put this on in the city of Chico as well. So,
yeah. And it's just a cool thing. You know,
yep.
It's kind of hometowny, but it's not corny by any means. Mm-hmm. And you'd go and you'd be like, wow, I can't believe this was just like in my backyard. You know?
Yeah. Yep. It'll be a fun day.
Right on. All right, guys. Have a great night.
Thanks you very much. Take care. Thank you.
All right, there's that sound again. Ken Clark. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Vision Neon. Stay tuned for an extended version of Face the Music coming up next. We want to thank D.A. Lampe Construction for supporting us this hour. Proud supporter of KZFR and Community Radio in Northern California. For more information, visit dalampeconstruction.com. And also by Mountain Sports for over 45 years, providing outdoor clothing and entertainment for hiking, backpacking, camping, traveling, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports, open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, 11 to 4 on Sundays at 176 East 3rd Street, downtown Chico. Thanks, everybody. Have a great evening and almost Friday.